Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time now to talk films with our esteemed critic Ben McKechnie. Men in Black 3 hits screens this week, 10 years after the second instalment, but is it as popular as the first two films? And we'll also take a look at Dark Shadows, a film made based on the 1960s soap opera Horror. What a mix. Hi, Ben.
Hello, mate. How are you going? That is an unusual mix, isn't it? Soap opera, gothic horror from the 60s.
Let's start with Men in Black 3 then. Mixed reviews on this one.
Yeah, and it gets a mixed one from me. I was a fan of the first one. I can't remember the second one that well, but I remember thinking it wasn't too bad. But the first one, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would be really into it. You know, as crazy as the notion is of Men in Black, that there's these super agents going around protecting the world from aliens that are invading from outer space. The film was great, largely because of Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. That were the stars of it.
Yes.
They're back in Men in Black 3, but Tommy Lee Jones isn't in it that much because, and this isn't giving too much away, because Men in Black 3 is all about time travel. So Will Smith's character goes back to the 60s to meet the younger version of Tommy Lee Jones in a bid not just to save Tommy Lee Jones's life, but also to, of course, save the entire world.
Yes, of course. So this is being received differently, though, isn't it? Why is that?
I think it's a bit of a jumble, and I'm going to say the same sort of stuff about Dark Shadows as well. So it's a bit of a jumble. It seemed a bit all over the place, not as funny as the early ones. It doesn't hit jokes as well as the early one did. Some of the material feels dated because we've just seen it all before. It's like an old car that's trying to start up again. I thought the initial scenes with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones were actually really awkward, and the banter, which was great, particularly in the first movie, was just really sluggish in this one. So it takes a while to like really kind of hit its stride, and it does that when it goes back into the past. Even then, a lot of what's happening in this storyline back in the past, we've seen, you know, so many times before. Like, this is a bit unfair. Like, I'm a huge fan of Back to the Future.
Yes.
I think Back to the Future is actually, if people ask me what my favorite film is, and I have to narrow it down, I say Back to the Future.
Wow.
So it's a big call, and I know everyone out there is probably going to disagree with me. But that film, what that did with time travel, and like the Terminator series, we've seen so many of these movies about time travel. When you get it in Men in Black 3, it plays with all the sort of concepts that go along with that without necessarily bringing in anything entirely new. So
okay.
From that perspective, it's in 3D as well. But from that perspective, there's just Men in Black 3, there's just nothing new about it. Asking for something new in a franchise like this, it's asking a fair bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably time to wind up the franchise by the sound of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised they actually came back to do it. I don't think the world's crying out for this movie. But the films are very popular, as you mentioned in your intro, and they will continue to be.
Yep.
We shouldn't underestimate the pulling power of Men in Black, but particularly Will Smith, who hasn't been on screen for a while, so I'm sure people are running out to see it. I was probably most struck all the way through the film with all the aliens. I should warn some viewers also, just thinking of that, there's some scenes where these aliens get blasted to Kingdom Come. They are quite graphic, so it's still very cartoonish, but there are some real blasts of violence in this. They really hit a bit harder. But I kept thinking about more some of the concepts, some of the ideas that come up in this movie. And there's lines in this movie that I think moviegoers find easier to accept when they come from someone in a movie. For example, there's lines like, "The truth is the only path," or "Miracles seem impossible but happen anyway." And there's kind of this sort of language that's coming through the movie. It's got faintly sort of quote-unquote religious overtones and sort of quasi-spiritual ideas and all this kind of thing. And it's the sort of stuff I reckon a lot of people in the audience go, "Oh, yeah," and sort of nod along and, you know, they kind of go along with these ideas. But if you put it into a different context, let's say, Christianity, if you put that into the context of Christianity, if you put it in the context of Jesus saying he's the way, the truth, and the life, he's the only way to the Father, that's where eternal life is, people who don't go that way will perish. If you start talking like that, a lot of people will turn off. Just open the pages of the Bible and the dialogue is in there, but this is dialogue. I'm using the wrong terminology, dialogue. These are words spoken by Jesus a long time ago. Really struck me in Men in Black 3. I got sidetracked by that. I wasn't even focusing on this storyline, which talks about multiple universes and all these potential. It talks a lot about fate and destiny. you know, that concept of multiple, how if you made this decision or this decision or this decision, you could, like, the universe could skew off in different ways?
Yeah, like sliding doors.
Like sliding doors, yeah. Exactly right. Another time travel movie. That big idea is in this movie. I'm just fascinated by how I think it is often so much easier for moviegoers to think about those, mull over those ideas, even take them in and think there's, you know, legitimacy to them or this could possibly be the case. But if you put it in another context, and particularly the one involving Jesus, I think the main difference is that there are consequences to what Jesus says.
Yes.
Whereas what they say in Men in Black 3, there's no consequences.
In one ear, out the other. Okay, movie number two, comedy horror Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp. Is this for everyone, do you reckon?
No, okay. It isn't. And this also gets filed under one of those movies where Ben was sitting in there thinking about other things when maybe he should have been thinking more about the movie.
We've lost him again.
Dark Shadows. It's the latest movie from Tim Burton and Johnny Depp, who I think at last count have made 1.23 million movies together, or maybe like eight, I think. Possibly that might be more accurate.
Right.
But these are the guys that have been together since Edward Scissorhands. They actually really hit pay dirt a few years ago with Alice in Wonderland. That was, I think, the biggest film Tim Burton's ever made. They're back with Dark Shadows. As we mentioned earlier, it is based on this 1960s TV series, which I presume most listeners haven't seen. I definitely haven't. I don't know about you.
No.
I hadn't even heard of it until this movie came out. In a nutshell, Johnny Depp starring as a guy called Barnabas Collins. Barnabas Collins lived a couple of centuries ago. As we get told at the start of the movie, he is cursed by a witch because he spurns her love. He gets cursed to like live eternally as a vampire, and then he kind of wakes up from his vampire slumber in the 1970s. And then for the rest of Dark Shadows, we kind of see him going about in the 1970s trying to find his eternal love while trying to shake off his eternal curse. I actually don't think Dark Shadows was made because vampires are a massive trend now. I think Tim Burton and Johnny Depp can pretty much make anything they want. Going back to the earlier point, and like with Men in Black 3, the most interesting stuff I found out this is one of the elements of it is how flippantly this movie treats hell, or at least this movie's concept of hell. There are a bunch of different references to supernatural powers, because we're talking about vampires, and werewolves turn up a bit later, all that kind of stuff. But with supernatural powers, particularly of a darker nature, particularly of, I don't think they use the word evil. They might use it in passing, but definitely not really directly. But hell gets mentioned a couple of times as well. A bit like Men in Black 3, it just caused me to reflect again on this interesting situation where you can talk about this kind of stuff. It seems just more palatable for a lot of people, I think, to talk about these kind of ideas, notions, whatever you want to call them, on the big screen. That's a safer environment to do it from than it is often in conversation. The thing I would point out about Dark Shadows and about so many other movies, without trying to point the finger or, you know, judge from afar, all that kind of thing, what I was struck by and what I kept thinking about is this indicative of so many of us that we can just treat flippantly some very big and very serious issues of life. And everything from hell to the truth in these two movies demonstrates that people, myself included, can often be way too glib, we're kind of jokey about these really serious things. But, you know, like, all I'm saying is when people are in there watching films like this, don't always treat everything like a joke.
Yeah.
Like, just, I'm including myself in this. I need to constantly remind myself that, like, going back to the pages of the Bible and, you know, reading what Jesus said as recorded in the Gospels, like, that makes me shudder, some of the seriousness of that. But thank God there is so much hope coming through at the same time as well. Like, that, otherwise, I'd just be bummed out for the rest of my life.
Well, I love the way your brain works. Ben McKechnie, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad somebody does. Thank you very much.
See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.